Watson, we're sorry to inform you your request for a second loan has been refused. And the board of directors up in the city has instructed us to take the farm from you. We understand your problems and wish that we could help you, but the falling price of wheat's not our concern. And the cost of operation may well be rising, but the fact is that you lose more than you earn. This Saturday morning there will be an auction underneath a cold gray country sky. And while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, they'll be bidding America goodbye.
Just south of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web. This is the third and final hour of Govern America. It continues to be the 4th of December, 2010, and we're visiting with Vicki Davis. Her website is channelingreality.com. She's an excellent researcher into the whole globalization system and how it's being engineered through computerized systems, basically, without covertly, behind the scenes, change and modify the very systems of our government. And we see this going on in every area. Craig in Canada is on the line right now. And Craig, can you reiterate your question there?
Okay. I mean, it's very obvious to me, the whole behind the scenes, politically, computerization, food, whatever they're doing to try to bring down our culture and society. Mm-hmm. Another side that I've been waking up to recently is sort of the spiritual religious side and how they're using that, and how we know about the best way to hide deception is put in front of your face, that sort of adage that they operate by. And the whole point, I mean, growing up, you know, in the 90s and then the 80s, everybody was put down in terms of the born-again folks, flaming idiots, Bible thumpers, all those Middle East people, again, they were fanatics, organized religion, the Ayatollah, worst thing possible. Yet the bad guys, they're secretly operating that way in terms of the spiritual war that they're putting on. And just recently I came across, actually it was last night, reading online about Education Day, some HR resolution put in 1991 by Bush Sr. that kind of slyly was voted on late at night when, I guess, your session of Congress was over, passed unanimously. But that only meant four people voted on it. And part of this Education Day was to respect and signing in of what they call the Noetic Laws, which are Talmudic laws. Mm-hmm. And one of them says if you have an idol other than God, so if somebody professed to believe in Jesus Christ, that would be idol worship, and under these laws they could be decapitated. So I looked at that and thought, okay, that's kind of odd. And yet there are other stories on the web about the guillotines being purchased by the U.S. military and put in force. And so I just wanted to know, I mean, this news is a couple of years old, new to me, but is that still going on, or is that just one of these urban legends?
That actually is one that's actually new to me. I know that that's a part of the Talmudic religion, you know, that if you're not a believer in that, that they will dispose of you, and the method of disposing is decapitation. Vicki, are you familiar with that at all?
Yeah, I did. I have seen the Noahide law, and I do believe it is in the congressional record. But he's pointing out something that's really important, and something
right.
that I've...
Hold your thoughts there right there. I apologize for doing this, but I gotta run the break. Craig, can you hang on with us just for a moment?
Yes, I can. Thank you.
Betty in North Carolina, we will take you after the break. We have to take the break here. We'll be back here in a moment. Folks, stay with us. This is Govern America. Don't go away.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. I'm sorry I had to interrupt you there, Vicki. You know, when the time is a very ruthless taskmaster. It goes up against the clock, and it just doesn't back down. But anyway, hopefully you remember where you were.
Well, I don't know. I'll just fake it, I guess. What I was going to say is that we not only have the computerization side of this, the reinvention of government, but also when you look at the NGO side, they are addressed. Okay, the computer part of it, that's the hard side. The other side of that, the NGOs and the social change agents, they are the soft side. Okay, now something that I've been documenting, and I'm working on writing it right now, is the infiltration of our government with these NGOs from the New Age movement. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure that anybody that lived through the 1970s, you know, that there was a whole big movement of, you know, the Est and all of these groups, spirituality, transhumanism, all that stuff. Well, what I discovered is that out of those movements came they kind of merged with the State Department, and they engaged in citizen diplomacy, and apparently it's called Track 2 diplomacy. And their objective is to find the common ground, theoretically. Now, in order to have common ground, you know, you've got to have a left side, a right side, and so that you can have a middle and work from the middle, theoretically.
You're talking about basically the Hegelian dialectic, right?
Well, they use that as a tool. That mm-hmm. certainly is a tool to help people move towards the common purpose mm-hmm. or the common ground. And so now I'm not sure, you know, why they would put the Noahide laws in the congressional record and the guillotines, which I did read about, the guillotines, except that it kind of gives you a left side and a right side. You know, you choose the guillotine or you choose New Age transhumanism. Let's all do a group hug and sing Kumbaya.
Yeah.
Yeah, Vicki. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they didn't per se put the laws in the congressional record. They just, you know, they started off with a preamble that sounded really nice, saying, you know, we the people of the state, based on the tradition, it's these values that we uphold. And instead of saying, you know, they were Christian values or whatever the country was founded on, it said these values, such as the noetic values. Mm-hmm. And they didn't, and, you know, they said these are things we value and should be followed. But then if you start looking at what's going on behind the scenes, that if you break these noetic values, again, decapitation is one of them, it doesn't say that in the record. And again, I'm not quite sure how your legal system works down there, but could they extrapolate that and say, well, hey, this was in congressional record 1991, we value these noetic laws, you broke the law, hence off with your head. I mean, that's what came out when this was introduced, a lot of people reacted. But again, it's just sort of they're simmering under the surface of all the pieces of the puzzle that they're putting in place.
Well, you know what, the fraud of what these common purpose people do is that they say they want to break down barriers and break down borders and bring people together. But it's not borders that keep people separate. It is culture. Mm-hmm. And the reason we're separate on culture is because we like our culture and we don't like their culture. And, you know, if we liked their culture, we would incorporate it.
Well,
but we don't.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. I mean, I'm an Irish, you know, ex-Catholic white fella here. I mean, I still wish people Merry Christmas. And the fact that they're taking these things away, I mean, first off, you would laugh at it and say that's ridiculous. But then what's going on underneath? Of course, they can light that big, huge, is the menorah, the seven-candle thing across from the White House in Washington. Yet you can't put up a bloody Christmas tree.
Right. Right, because they're actually killing our culture, and
mm-hmm.
And it's all in the name of this big global society. But the compromise is that we get rid of our culture and adopt their culture, and that's the intellectual fraud of the whole thing.
Correct. Thank you. Right on.
All right. Well, thank you so much for the call there, Craig. Appreciate it. Let's go to Betty in North Carolina. Betty, thanks for holding on.
Hello.
Yes, you're on the air.
Okay, thank you. I have two items I'd like to hear you discuss, if you will. Mm-hmm. How does the world regional government enter in with what you're saying? It just sounds like an extension of what's been around for the last 40 or so years. And the second question has to do with state banks that are going to issue fiat currency, and that disturbs me terribly. I'll add that, and then I'm going to hang up and listen, if I may.
All right.
Okay.
You want to tackle the first one there, Rob?
Yeah. The whole strategy, we have a very large country and a very complex legal structure, and so it has taken, you know, 40 or 50 years or so to get all of this in place. Every plan that they have is implemented over time. And so when anybody says, you know, when you point something out to somebody and they say, oh, that's old, they've been doing that for a long time. Well, yeah, they've been they did that a long time ago. Yeah, they did it a long time ago, but they've been doing it progressively until, you know, until it's all into place. And the people that remember things the way they were before that are gone, or you know, maybe it slipped out of their memory. But all of this stuff, this whole agenda, is progressive. And it starts, you know, a long time ago, and they continue on with it, building on it.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one was,
she had a concern about the state banks, you know, that I advocated, and I think you advocate as well, with regard to setting up these state banks and having it compete with the Federal Reserve, because basically, I think the question is really, they're going to be, it's going to be another fiat monetary system. And so I'm guessing what she's asking here is that why would we want to have another fiat monetary system when we see the one that we have has already turned out so poorly?
Well, what they're trying to do is to change the economic, the basis for our economy. Our economy is based on the utilization of resources and in production. And they want to change that to a system of allocation. And I really think that this whole financial thing going on, the corruption on Wall Street, is part of that conversion. And the part of the state bank thing that I agree with is that I don't know why we have to have currency from the Federal Reserve that is debt-based. But one question in my mind is, who gets the interest on the money that, you know, when they loan it out into existence and there's interest, well, who gets that money? You know, that really should belong to the U.S. Treasury.
But yeah, the Federal Reserve actually creates money out of nothing, out of thin air. They loan it to the government at interest, and of course, we can pay back part of the principal, but we can never pay the interest because the Federal Reserve is the one responsible, because of the Federal Reserve Act, for creating the currency in the first place. So the interest is not actually created. The problem is you can never, ever get out of debt in a system like that because it's completely, the whole system is based on fraud.
Right, and the way I see that, it kind of makes you like a hamster in a wheel. You're
mm-hmm.
continually running, but you're never getting anywhere because you can never get to zero. You know, where you don't owe anything.
Here's my answer to Betty's question. You know, because I realize, and I've thought a lot about this, you know, North Dakota has had their own state bank, I think, since 1919 or something like that. The act of, you know, it was a legislative act creating the bank. And evidently, from everything I've heard, it has worked very well for them economically. They're in better shape than the vast majority of the states in the union. What good is a fiat monetary system? There will be some states, if we get all the states to set these things up. No, it's not a perfect solution. But we desperately need something to compete with the Federal Reserve System. And the
yeah.
beautiful thing about having states, if they set up a state bank that doesn't work, that doesn't do very well, if you have 50 state banks in the 50 states, you pick the state where the bank is actually doing a good job, where it's not interfering with the economic prosperity, where it's being properly run, and you go and live in that state, and you be free in that state.
Well, the problem is you've got to have cross-border trade, cross-border in the United
right.
States, because oranges come from Florida, so the people in Idaho would like to have oranges, and so you've got to be able to have a common medium of exchange for those oranges.
Yes, you definitely, but those are problems that I think could actually be worked out between the states. We got another break here. We can continue talking about this, because we need these types of solutions. We need these types of conversations. I think it's a very good debate, and I think it's a very good discussion. Also, we got John in Tennessee on the line. We'll be getting to you as well. Folks, your phone calls are welcome. If you have any input, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. This is Govern America. We're visiting with Vicki Davis. We'll be back here in just a moment.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generations.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to AshworthTraining.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks, and Vicki Davis is our guest today. ChannelingReality.com is her website. Go there and check out all of her excellent research. And, you know, we're talking about state banks here. I want to come back to the caller's question, Vicki, because I think it's an important one. I don't know if I entirely agree, first of all, with the premise of the question, because what she was asking about, she says it's going to be, I think, and I don't want to put words in her mouth, but something to the effect of it's just going to be another fiat monetary system. You know, there's nothing to say that if we have banks set up in this, in the various several states of the union, that, you know, maybe Nevada might have a declared, you know, unbacked system of currency, but maybe Idaho, if they developed a bank, you know, theirs might be backed by gold and silver, you know, so they would have a more of a sound monetary system, you know, and that would be the beauty, I think, of having different types of systems, different types of models, because you find one that works, and when one state starts prospering economically because of what they're doing, I think the other states, if they're smart, will modify their efforts and actually get the corruption out and replicate the whole thing. I mean, it might be idealistic.
Well,
I don't see us getting rid of the Federal Reserve, because anybody that's ever tried has taken a bullet.
Well, there are several. I think I understand what her concern is, and it's the same concern that I have, which is that with a state bank, it works fine for the people within the state.
Right.
But you don't have all of the items for a modern life. You don't have all the production for a modern life in your state. There is no state in the union that does. So you must either have a common currency that works across all the states, or if you were to do a commodity-based system, you know, where Idaho trades potatoes for oranges, for example, then what you've done is you've set up such an extremely complex system that it's really unworkable. Okay, so you do need a central monetary system. You do need a common currency to be able to trade amongst the states for the goods and services that you need. The issue is who controls that central bank? And I think that it would be better controlled by the U.S. Treasury. I mean, what is their function if not to do that?
Well, the problem is the U.S. Treasury is so satanically corrupted, though.
Well,
we kind of be back in the same, you know, boiling pot, I think.
Our entire government is corrupt, and that brings me to another area of research that I'm doing right now that came into view when I did that piece on Ireland and the Great Irish Miracle. And a friend of mine, Will Roberts, I don't know if you know him, but he's
yeah.
on another radio station,
mm-hmm.
but he pointed out that the corruption that we're seeing is that I described in the Great Irish Miracle is the same as the credit mobilier of America and France early in the 19th century. Now, if you look at the corruption, the scandal, and that has to do with the railroads and the politicians and the money and self-dealing and all of that, and as I'm looking at this credit mobilier scandal, the parallels are just absolutely unmistakable. And so, you know, it's not just the Federal Reserve system that is corrupted. It is our political system that is corrupt.
Yeah,
because
no question
about it's the political system that writes the laws that or that eliminates the laws that allow these wealthy people to exploit the rest of us. And that, you know, with these international trade agreements, that's precisely what they did. And they eliminated our banking laws so that many of which were written back in the 1930s to protect us from the very things that,
yeah.
that were caused by this, you know, the Great Depression, the stock market crash and the Mobilier scandal and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And what they did when they signed these international trade agreements and they were harmonizing with the international system, they just eliminated just thousands and thousands of pages of law that were set up to protect us from these very things.
Yeah.
And Wall Street and the banks and people like Gates, you know, you can see the monopolies. That's the biggest tell are the monopolies.
Yeah,
and the
absolutely.
corruption of Wall Street.
Yeah, absolutely. No question about that. And certainly the Federal Reserve is a private corporation which runs the Treasury Department, and therein lies the problem.
Yes.
When we come back from the break, we'll get to the phone calls. John in Tennessee, Mark in Michigan, Eric in Georgia, and we have Vicki Davis on the line. She's our guest. Stay with us, folks. Final half hour straight ahead. Don't go away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey Kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
Day one, God smiled, gave us all the wisdom of a newborn child. But by the time we take our first step, we've already begun to forget what the heart knows. The heart sees we're just as much a forest as we are the trees. Every little seed trying to find where the light comes from. It's a world of hurt, nothing works. It's a lonely little planet made of dust and dirt. Who'd ever think that in the midst of all this, something as beautiful as love exists? Such a mystery in a world of hurt. You make me feel so good.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America visiting with Vicki Davis today, and I'm trying to verify whether or not this story is true or not. One of the callers mentioned this morning that Monsanto now owns Blackwater, that they had invested. One of our listeners sent an email with a link. His name is Patrick. Send an email with a link to beforeitsnews.com where the story appeared to be posted. And unfortunately, it's been removed. I don't know if that means that it's not so. So if anybody actually has a link to the story from some credible source, hopefully Yeah, I would be interested in seeing that, about Monsanto buying into Blackwater or XE Services.
Yeah, I'd like to see that myself.
Pretty interesting. Pretty frightening, actually. But, you know, this is what we have, the grid of control spreading out, you know, and the consolidation between these corporations.
Right, and as the chains get, the manacles get clamped on tighter, then you get more police state because, of course, people are going to rebel.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's un-American.
You know, and that's the thing, Vicki. I want to get your take on this, too, because I really think, you know, prior to Thanksgiving, we heard all of this stuff about the airport security, this grope fest that's going on, these naked body scanners that the TSA was doing, and we had a lot of people calling for the TSA to be done away with. And I could support that except for one thing. The answer to doing that would be for corporations to come in and take over. Do you think that that's kind of the argument? I mean, I know there's a couple of takes, a couple of areas they could go with this. One of them is biometrics. I know the pilots' unions had agreed to let the pilots bypass this type of scrutiny and in favor of some kind of biometric identifying system that they would be screened through. And I guess the air stewardesses were going to be going through that as well. So you got the biometric take, which plays into the whole Big Brother type scenario, and then you have the privatization thing, which is what we're talking about so often here. Do you have any thoughts on this?
Yeah, it's a demonstration project is the best that I can say. You know, I wouldn't necessarily have thought of that until they announced that the pilots were going to get biometric ID and then they could get out of it. Now, if just looking at the whole scenario, it is just, isn't it just stupid that they would put the pilots through that kind of thing?
Yeah.
I mean,
if they were really terrorists, they could just point the jet right toward the ground.
Right, and it doesn't matter. I mean, their whole plane is a weapon.
Yeah, exactly.
So what, you know, what they used it for is the demonstration project for biometric ID, and they will continue to do this kind of thing. A number of years ago, they were using children, and how children needed to have biometric ID in case they got kidnapped or something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, back when they were doing that.
They were actually taking kits, and in fact, some of the Masons had set up kits. You know, they were doing it at Walmart. They were doing it at different places where you take your child to these places and have biometric information put in a kit, you know, and fingerprints and what have you, and then have that so that in case your child ever gets kidnapped, well, basically, I guess they can identify the corpse. I mean, that's the only thing that I could figure, because obviously that's not going to help you get your child back. You know,
well, yeah, it's all part of building the total information awareness database, you know,
yes.
Which, you know, that's the whole problem with this system that was set up during the reinvention of government, because the government partnered with corporations and NGOs, and they called them stakeholders. So the things that are unconstitutional and that would be illegal for the government to do, they just have these third parties doing them.
Yep, no accountability.
No accountability whatsoever. And,
mm-hmm.
and you know, it's by stealth, basically, because I wrote a story about this, the same thing that you were talking about, this group, nobody knew who they were, but they actually got the school to allow these biometric IDs and information to be done on the children at the school without the parents' consent. And so you almost can't fight against that kind of thing because they're coming at you from all sides.
Yeah,
on all issues.
Well, I just can't believe any parent. You know, I mean, these parents that do this, they love their child, obviously. And but if you think about this, this is all it's all symbolism over substance, because it doesn't make your child any safer. You know, you already have pictures of your child. You know, so if you need to give a picture to the police, you can do that. But, I mean, giving fingerprints to the police?
Yeah.
You know, what is that going to do to get your child back? I mean, if your child, most children know what their name is. You know, most, you know, and if you're smart, you've taught your child what your what their address is. You know, so they can talk to the police and tell them who they are.
Right.
You don't need biometric identifiers to help you find your child.
Right. And what are they doing? They're creating a big database with all the pictures of these beautiful little children that that resides where? You know where it is? I don't know. There's a big organization that the Missing Children Foundation or something like that. But you know, they were building a database. They were in part behind all of this too. And on the theory that they needed to see all the children in order to find the one missing children, which is absurd.
Mm-hmm.
But which is, you know, takes me again back to this credit mobileer jobbery. There's a book out here, an e-book, and it was written by Gustavus Myers. That's G-U-S-T-A-V-U-S is his first name. Myers is his second name, M-Y-E-R-S. And when you read this, one of the chapters in here is the legalization of cunning. And what that's precisely what they've done with our legal and political system is that they've legalized cunning. And things like, you know, the biometric IDs for children, that's the legalization of cunning. Because they're using NGOs to do this, to build this total information database. The dialectics, that's the legalization of cunning, because they allow them to do these demonstration projects, you know, where they do these little reality plays for you, you know, and if you don't want to get felt up at the airport or go through the radiation chamber, then the solution is, of course, for you to have this biometric ID, for you to be chipped. So,
you know, once they have your biometrics on file, ladies and gentlemen, let's say that you're an outspoken person like a lot of us are. What if they have your DNA on file? And what if they want to put you away? And what if they want to have a reason, a purported reason to put you away? Let's say there's a murder someplace, and you've stayed at that place. Let's say it's a hotel room. Somebody comes up dead, and they find your hair there because you stayed in that room sometime before. Suddenly, you're connected with that crime. You know, suddenly you can be investigated. They can take that hair, run it through their database, and find that, hey, it belongs to you. There's so many reasons why we don't want to go down that road.
Right.
I want to go back to the phones. John in Tennessee. Go ahead, John.
Hear me?
Yes.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I want to talk about the guillotines, because I was actually dealing with that yesterday, but I don't like the idea of any central bank, Vicki. But anyway, I was actually, a couple years ago, I found a YouTube video, and it sounds outrageous, Darren. Are you familiar with the fact that these guillotines are real?
That's what is being alleged. I haven't seen that.
Well, if you'll go to, just do a search on the internet for Georgia House of Representatives, 1995-96 sessions, House Bill 1274, addresses the death penalty, and it entails guillotine provisions, Darren. For,
wow.
For capital crimes, naturally, but it's an incremental step to have these guillotines available.
Mm-hmm.
And if you watch the video on YouTube, I can give you the link. The search terms I put in were guillotines, America's guillotines, and FEMA coffins. The first one that pops up will be the video that actually shows the idea of the House of Representatives of Georgia. I actually did the search and clicked the link, and it took me to the state of Georgia's governmental website and showed me the bill. much of it has been where they've changed their execution procedures have been lined out, but the new provisions allowing for decapitation by guillotine is clear in there. This is something that I believe is absolutely real.
It's very frightening.
I heard something interesting also, Vicki, about the money. Interestingly enough, the Federal Reserve knows that their pretty paper is actually worthless. So the only way that they allow the interest on the debt to be repaid is in gold. So that's another thought. I actually contemplated when you were talking about how would state banks interact with one another by trading potatoes for oranges. That would really make more sense. At least you're trading something that has a tangible value.
It's too complex.
I don't think it would be, because we're actually doing it roundabout anyway by trucking. We're taking Idaho potatoes and Michigan potatoes all over the country. We're taking oranges. I mean, we're already doing it. The only thing that you would have to do necessarily would be set a accurate, current, and equivalent value on the products being exchanged, and let the value of them be set. Once it's out of the grower's hands, let the value be set when it's exchanging state for state by the Treasury, like they value the money. What is money? It's silver and gold.
Well, then what you're talking about is a central bank. You see, you always come back to it because you have unequal value and you have unequal production across all of the states. Now, we're talking about commodities, but what about clothes? You know?
I understand. I would rather struggle through that than to allow any one entity, and whether it's a central bank or a national bank, whatever pretty name we want to give it, I would rather struggle through the difficulties and work it out and allow it to lead us back to where we're at now, to the point where we're having the value of our labor inflated and deflated according to somebody else's wishes anytime they want.
Go ahead.
I think the banks can really, the states would have to come up with some kind of agreement, and maybe they would have to come up with an agreement to accept each other's currency, and I realize that ultimately you might end up with one bank over several states if you had a system like that. I still think that would be more preferable than having the centralized Federal Reserve system. I mean, it's possible that that could become corrupt at some point in the future, too. However, anything at this point to compete with the existing system that we have would be better than what we have, because we know where we're headed with what we got.
Okay, but listen to what you guys are saying. What you're saying is essentially rebuilding the same system that we have now. All you're doing is taking it back to ground zero and saying, you know, well, let's trade commodities, but then we will have to then, you know, make adjustments, work this out. You know, we'd have to have an exchange that would, you know, control the different balances in the accounts. You're talking about rebuilding the banking system the same way that it is. And so that's why, what I'm saying, there's no question that we need a common means of a common currency, a common piece of paper or something to trade across state boundaries because of the complexities of the commodities and services that we are trading. But the issue is both the regulation of that central bank and the interest and how this central bank drives the economy rather than the producers driving the economy. We should have the producers driving the economy, and the bank should be just there as a facilitator for the producers.
Yeah.
And right now it's the other way around.
Yeah, we need actual And I'm open. I'm open to any kind of idea in that regard. You know, and I'm not suggesting I have all the answers, because I certainly don't. But it's not going to be an easy fix. I think we can all agree on that. John, I'm going to move on because I got a couple of other calls, and time's ticking away here. Mark in Michigan, go right ahead.
Good morning, Vicki.
Good morning.
What a world of paradoxes and contradictions that we're all living in, because the databases that are being compiled go along with the plan for depopulating us by 90%. So there'd be a lot of files to delete. So, you know what I'm saying?
Deleting a file, you know, they're is so easy. It just takes, you know, less than...
Well, I know, but if they get rid of 5 billion people, you know, it's like there's all these boogeymen that are going on. And I think what's happening with, like, the takeover of the food, the takeover of the water, all of this is real.
You're going to have to hold on there, Mark. Wait, just a minute. We've got a break. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program. Use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny, and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Running here, final segment of Govern America. Mark in Michigan, real quickly, can you summarize your thoughts there?
Yeah, the reason I actually called was because you're talking about the economy, and I'm wondering if you're aware of something that has been going on the internet for Europe for December 7th, which would be this coming Tuesday, where it is a withdraw all of your money from the banks day to bring down the banks, and this has been going all over the internet since I go back to last October, and December 7th, 2010 would be like a financial Pearl Harbor, but whether or not people actually even did this, the media could say this was happening. This could be like a financial false flag.
Yeah, I hadn't heard that.
Google withdraw money from the banks December 7th, 2010, and you'll see that not only the idea of December 7th being particularly important to the United States,
right,
while not having much to do with Europe, but if you add up December 12, 7, and then 2010, 2 and 1, you come up with the number 13. So, if you want to see what this could be, if they want to collapse the economy, and there you really do install the takeover grid and economic collapse and bring everything to a head,
exactly,
this is something that could do it. So I'll hang up and listen to if there's any thoughts on it.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, anything's possible, and certainly, I don't know how I missed that. You know, because
I can't think of a better way to fully empower the private corporations that have all of the resources to provide you with what you need if the banking system fails. I mean,
well,
you know,
it would give them plausible deniability, wouldn't it?
Well, sure.
Anytime that they want to take this thing down, they can.
Right. And people, you know, they point at the banks because of that 1913 law, but I think if you go back farther and you look at the railroads and the corruption of this credit mobileer that corrupted our political system, and probably 1913, what happened then with the Federal Reserve was part of the corruption of the political system as well.
Mm-hmm.
You see that our problems reside in the people who our Congress.
Yes.
Our political system.
No question about it.
And when you're looking at that, do a search on Global Crossing, because Global Crossing is the corporation that is most like the railroads, and the situation with the railroads that was the source of the credit mobileer scandal. And you'll see that Global Crossing was paying off politicians left, right, and center in Washington, D.C. They were buying them off. And what happened when they did build Global Crossing? We lost all of our white-collar jobs over to India, is what happened, you know?
Yep. Eric in Georgia, can you be like 30 seconds? Can you squeeze it in 30 seconds?
Yeah, I'll just make this quick. It seems to me like the Bank of North Dakota and what they've done in North Dakota is a template that other states might consider, because it seems like the real problem is the state's been beholden to the federal government for bailouts, and that's a position of weakness. So the states need to become financially solvent so they're not beholden to a corrupt central government.
Well, it certainly would take care of things inside the state, and I know, you know, we have some disagreement here. I think, Vicki, really, these kinds of discussions are needed, though. We need this kind of debate. I think it's really healthy to find solutions like this, don't you?
Oh, definitely. And whatever your point of view is, flip it over and look at it from the other side.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you don't look at it from the other side, then you can't get a whole picture.
All right, Larry in Florida, I apologize, I can't get to you. We're flat out of time. Thank you so much for being with us, Vicki.
Thank you.
Pray for this republic. Do what you can to restore it. Bye-bye.
It's true.